I reached over casually and grabbed the last French fry off his plate. If he wanted to eat it, he shouldn't have left it unguarded for 2 whole seconds. It wasn't until I'd eaten it that I'd realized what I'd done. "Fuck," I said as soon as I swallowed the last bit of deliciously salty, starchy goodness. He looked down at his plate. "Yeah, that was the last one." He looked at me. "Do you want me to order some more?" He looked around for a server. "Yeah, I'll order some more, since you ate more than half of mine anyway." I waved my hands at him. "No, it's not that," I thought for a second. "But definitely order some more fries. For yourself, of course. I'm not that hungry." The server stopped by to see what he wanted. "Another round of drinks," he said. Then looked at me. "And 2. Side order of fries." I stared daggers at him. The nerve of that guy. I had definitely told him I didn't want any, and bit back any insult as I squeezed ketchup angrily onto my plate. Because, you know, he had fries coming. "Anyway, it's not that it was the last fry," I explained. Or at least tried to. "It's just that I realized I must have crossed some threshold by now. Not with that fry, but probably several months ago." He looked at me, confused. That happened a lot with him, when the intricacies of women are concerned. "Threshold?" he asked. "Yeah," I said reluctantly. "I've eaten more than enough of your fries for this to be considered a friend eating off of your plate here and there kind of thing." I looked up at him resignedly. "I'm pretty sure I'm at girlfriend level fry stealing by now." He kept looking at me. Confusion, changing over to amusement.
"So we're dating now?"
I sighed. "Hey, I don't make the rules, but by my estimates, we've technically been dating for a few months at least." The server came back with the fries and the drinks. She gave us each our own drinks. Then put both orders of fries down in front of him. I liked her. She knew how this worked. He looked at her, then looked at me, as I was already reaching across the neutral zone to grab some fries. Then he just shook his head and grabbed a fry himself off the other plate. He sipped his drink.
"So, can I have an exact date of when we actually became a couple? I imagine I'm going to be held liable for knowing that later."
I thought for a second. "Sorry, can't give you an exact date." I grabbed another fry. "But you're definitely still on the hook for remembering it." He picked up his phone off of the table and started swiping salty fingers across it.
"I'm going to put down today as the day we finally made it official. And then set reminders every, 5 months?
"Nope," I said, shaking my head. "Monthly, at least, for the first 2 years or so." He made some corrections and then set down his phone again.
"Even with it being official today, I probably owe you some gifts."
He looked down at the plates.
"Or do French fries count as gifts?"
I looked at him like he was stupid, which is what you do when someone says something stupid. "Of course not. They're just routine girlfriend maintenance. I barely had any anyway." I finished off the last fry from his backup plate and moved on to his main plate, since they were getting cold. Well, lukewarm. Or they soon would. Then I continued. "Gifts are stuffed animals. Or flowers. Although maybe send them to work so that other girls get jealous. Chocolate. Even jewelry. But not an engagement ring. It's a bit early for that." He grabbed his phone again. And I could tell he was buying stuff online. I took the opportunity to grab some more fries, since he was busy. He ignored that, but glanced up as he was shopping.
"You will tell me when we're engaged, right?"
I shrugged. "I'll think about it."
He kind of shook his head, but kept on shopping. I was actually full of fries, but ordered a slice of key lime pie to go. He was paying anyway, since we were officially dating. I know it's a little old-fashioned, but he ended up paying most of the time anyway, just because I'd always back down first on the game over who was going to pick up the bill. It's basically a game of chicken with a dinner check. I call it check-in, and I'm a master of it. He drove me back to my place and walked with me to the door. I stopped him there. "I don't know if I should invite you in tonight," I said. He did that confused look again.
"But we're roommates."
I shrugged. That was before we were official. Then I realized I hadn't brought my keys, and his were already in his hand. "But I guess it wouldn't be the end of the world if you came in for a drink." He unlocked the door and let me in, then came in after. The cat ran past me and jumped into his arms. Just like a traitor. "I'm the one who adopted you and bought you all the cute sweaters." Although, come to think of it, she seemed to start preferring him after I tried putting sweaters on her. I let him pet my pussy for a while while I grabbed her out of his arms. She growled and struggled and then fell to the floor and made a beeline for wherever in the apartment she goes for days on end, it seems. I suspect it's his room, even though he denies it, and she won't admit it. A few minutes later, he regarded me over his drink.
"So, can I stay? Or should I be packing my bags?"
I thought it over. "Well, your name is on the lease, and we have been a couple for a while, even if it was unofficial." I didn't want to be completely unreasonable. "You can stay, but you'll have to sleep on the couch. I'm still mad at you over the French fries." He once again looked bewildered, and apparently not just about why he was in trouble for the French fries.
"I have my own bed already, and my bedroom." He was obviously a shrewd negotiator.
"Fine," I said, sighing. "We have been an official couple for a while, and official for almost an hour. Plus, this was the end of a more or less successful date." I set my drink down, since it was empty anyway, then got up and walked to my bedroom door. "So, are you coming?"
He didn't get up. "To your room? For what?"
Bless his heart. "I need your help moving a piece of furniture." He followed me into my room, and I closed the door behind us. I couldn't let the cat walk in on this. He looked around.
"So what furniture needs to be moved?"
I had just finished slipping out of my clothes behind him, just as he turned to face me. "I thought maybe you and I could try real hard to move the bed a little."
He looked surprised.
I think he'd been holding it in the back of his head that the entire being a couple thing was just a mood I was in. Or maybe some playful banter between us. Except, I was pretty sure he did actually order me some stuff online. And I had been serious about eating too many of his French fries to be just a friend anymore. At least I think I had been. That was like an hour ago. I was serious now. I think. Anyway, if he thought I wasn't serious, why did he accept me into his arms with only a moment's stiffness? Or his lips start to return my kiss so fast? Or why was his cock so... Okay. It needed work, but my hand helped with that as it reached into his pants as we continued to kiss. And he got hard, suspiciously fast, for someone who supposedly wasn't already deeply, madly in love with me. I helped him take off his clothes. Then he swept me up in his arms and carried me the 3 or 4 feet to my bed, before setting me down and gently joining me in the bed. I pulled him on top of me with increasing urgency, still looking confused, but also very aroused. He followed my lead and positioned himself over me. He stopped to ask me if I was sure, but I was already grabbing his cock like it was the last French fry on his plate, except this one wasn't going to get stuffed into my mouth. Yeah, I'm sure. We're well past the sex stage, even in our unofficial relationship. I thought for a second, Even without the entire French fry thing, a friends with benefits situation was probably brewing anyway. He sighed again. People that knew me did that a lot. And if he was going to be my boyfriend, he better get used to it.
Were you going to tell me that before it happened?
I laughed and shook my head. Probably not. Then I looked down between us. So, are you just gonna lay there? Or are you gonna lay me? He looked thoughtfully.
Shouldn't it be just gonna lie there? Lay means to put something...
For the second time that night, I glared daggers at him. I think I almost killed him with my invisible eye daggers, which would have been inconvenient.
Right, he said apologetically. Not gonna lay here. I'm gonna lay you.
I think he felt dirtier for saying that than for sticking his cock into me. I made him forget some stupid grammar rules, though, as we had wild, passionate friends to lovers who apparently had been dating for quite some time now type sex. It started off slow and sweet. By the end, the bed was definitely moving a bit. Luckily, I just loaded up on carbs to replace all that energy, and sodium to replace everything I sweated away. French fries are a good prelude to sex, which is why us girlfriends need to take them when we can. As we got close to orgasm, I looked up at his face.
Please, I begged. Cream pie.
Then I came, and he came inside of me. It sounds quick when I say it like that, but it was at least an eternity measured in real time. Then we finished, and after a breathless few seconds, he rolled off of me. I slapped him. He rubbed the side of his face.
What was that for?
I looked annoyed.
You came in me!
He looked incredulous.
You said cream pie.
I rolled my eyes.
I was talking about the dessert in the fridge. I was hoping you'd stop and get it for me.
He just stared at me.
You ordered the key lime pie. There wasn't even a cream pie on the menu.
I crossed my arms defiantly.
You should have known what I meant.
Then I softened up a little and uncrossed my arms. And put my hands over my stomach. Well, I'm almost certainly pregnant now. He glanced at me, but didn't seem terribly threatened.
Pregnant?
I continued rumming my stomach. Yes. Full of fries and full of cum, and now a baby too, probably. I turned to look at him.
By the way, we're engaged now.
He took it mostly without reacting to much this time.
So, what's your ring size?
I snuggled up against him. We'll go over that at the jeweler tomorrow. He brought me my pie with whipped cream after that. I probably should have let him eat some of it, but I was potentially eating for two now. Which meant he really needed to order more French fries when we went out. Then we moved to his bed to actually sleep, because mine was messed up from all the bits of cream pie and dessert. And I actually got to sleep with my silly cat in the same bed for the first time in years. Even if she curled up at his feet instead of mine, mine were pretty close to his from how I was sleeping in his arms. So it all worked out, I guess. Now we're on the way to the jewelry store so he can buy me an engagement ring. Then after that, it's a romantic dinner. At some point, he'll spontaneously publicly propose to me, using the little speech I wrote him while he's in the shower. As he drives his car, I take one of his hands off the wheel and hold it in mine. Do I regret eating all of those French fries? Of course not. Don't be silly. Do I regret what they led to? Also, surprisingly, another big no. I was eating all of his fries, so I should have seen this coming. And we'd been dating a while, even if neither of us knew about it until last night. To top it all off, then he got me pregnant. Maybe. Or soon will. So we have to get married. Like I said before, I don't make the rules. even if that last one isn't really enforced anymore. Well, I'm enforcing it, though. Someone has to keep my roommate and friend turned lover turned boyfriend turned fiancé turned future baby daddy and husband in line. But something tells me he won't mind the future that fate and the rules have laid out for us. I know I sure won't. Especially if he keeps letting me eat his fries. Because once we're married, half of those are legally mine anyway. But his heart, it's all mine.